Show me the money. Bianca Boats, director at Citadel Global. United States, US, artificial intelligence, AI, stocks have entered a new phase and the market is starting to notice. For 2 years, the investment thesis was simple. Anything with AI in the narrative was a buy. Capital expenditure, CapEx, was a signal of commitment rather than a cost, and investors trusted that the revenue would follow. That consensus is cracking. The question being asked in earnings calls, analyst notes and boardrooms this quarter is no longer about technological ambition. It is about arithmetic. US hyperscalers. The numbers that have surfaced during the second quarter's earnings season are stark. The five largest US hyperscalers will spend roughly $760 billion on AI infrastructure in 2026 while expensing only $211 billion of it on their income statements. The remaining $549 billion is deferred, spread across 20-year to 30-year depreciation cycles on data centers and 3- to 5-year cycles on graphics processing unit, GPU, clusters, networked groups of computers. Alphabet reported second quarter earnings with headline earnings per share, EPS, growth of 294% strip out a $99 billion paper gain on stakes in Anthropic and SpaceX, and core EPS came in at roughly $2.85 against a $2.88 estimate, with the underlying business delivering solid but ordinary growth. In the same quarter, Alphabet spent $44.9 billion on capital projects, more than double a year earlier, while free cash flow swung to negative $5.9 billion. Morgan Stanley has described the current period as a golden window where everybody looks good. The window, however, is narrowing. Investment bank, Bank of America, calculated that hyperscaler CapEx is already consuming 94% of operating cash flow after dividends and buybacks. Goldman Sachs estimates depreciation and amortization will climb from 7% of revenue in 2022 to 12% by 2027, converting upfront spending into fixed costs that will compress margins for years. The CapEx to revenue divergence is running at approximately 46%, already exceeding the 32% divergence recorded during the 2001 telecom overbuild cycle, a period that ended in a multi-year correction. These comparisons are not cherry-picked. They are the ones being circulated inside the institutions pricing these stocks. Chinese models outplaying the US. Let's bring China into the discussion. Moonshot AI released Kimi K3 on the 16th of July, a 2.8 trillion parameter, connection points, open-source model that, within 48 hours of launch, overwhelmed its own infrastructure and forced a temporary suspension of new subscriptions. It performs close to Anthropic's most advanced publicly available model at a fraction of the cost. Alibaba followed days later with Qwen 3.8. In mid-July, six of the top 10 models on OpenRouter, the developer marketplace where models compete on usage, came from Chinese companies, and all of the top five did. Online marketplace, Airbnb, is using Alibaba's Qwen for customer service. Fintech company, Coinbase, halved its AI spending by switching employees to Kimi and Zai's GLM models. A San Francisco company that builds AI work assistants switched from Anthropic to DeepSeek and saved millions. Tech company, Mozilla's CTO, switched to Kimi K3 within days of its launch, and the list goes on. This matters for the investment case for the US hyperscalers, whose models rest on the assumption that enterprises will pay premium prices for closed models, and that the proprietary nature of OpenAI and Anthropic systems justifies the subscription cost and the switching cost. Chinese open-weight models, freely downloadable and adaptable without ongoing licensing fees, undermine that pricing power directly. If a company can get 90% of the capability at 10% of the cost by self-hosting a Chinese open model, the revenue justification for $760 billion in US AI infrastructure weakens. The AI label no longer automatically signals a premium product in a market with no alternatives. There are now alternatives. They are good, and they are free. Inflation and interest rates put a spoke in the USI wheel. Against this backdrop, US Federal Reserve, Fed, South African Reserve Bank, SARB, European Central Bank, ECB, and the Bank of England, BOE, all recently kept rates on hold, while citing concerns over inflation. The Fed voted 9-3 this week to hold the federal funds rate at 3.50% to 3.75%, with three regional presidents dissenting in favor of a hike. Warsh used the post-meeting statement to reiterate the 2% inflation target as absolute and to avoid any forward guidance on cuts. The market now prices in between 1 and 2 Fed rate hikes before year-end. The bond market has delivered its own verdict. The 30-year U.S. Treasury yield hit 5.236% on the 29th of July, its highest level since July 2007. The 10-year moved to 4.7%. These are not technical moves. They are the bond market pricing in an environment where inflation stays above target, central banks cannot cut, and fiscal deficits continue to require new issuance that the market must absorb at a price. Higher long end yields raise the discount rate applied to every future cash flow in the economy. For AI companies specifically, where the cash flows being priced in are years or decades away, and where the depreciation drag from current capex will only begin showing up on income statements over the next several years, the mathematics of valuation tighten directly and immediately. The need for careful calculations. The AI trade is not over. The technology is real, the demand is real, and the competitive dynamics between US and Chinese models are arguably accelerating progress rather than stalling it. What is over is the period where owning anything with AI exposure was sufficient. The next phase of this trade requires knowing which companies will generate actual returns from what they have spent, and at a 30-year yield above 5%, the cost to investors of being wrong about that is considerably higher than it was when government bond rates were at zero. Ends. Author at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Plus posts bio at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global the second choke point at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global static in the signal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The wake-up call of a fragile truce at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global the value of long-term credibility at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global liftoff, but watch the altitude at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global what oil price headlines are not telling you at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global the market is not an algorithmic problem at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global what the pump price isn't telling you at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global fragile truce built on deep fault lines at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global deal or no deal at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global a consensus to hold at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global rising oil prices equals rising inflation and rising interest rates at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global. The case for sub-R16.00 and why it may not last at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Trump's January actions reshape global risk at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global foreign exchange and financial stability, why South Africa's delisting from FATF's greylist is a strategic imperative at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global US second quarter earnings season, resilience amid uncertainty at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Trump versus the Federal Reserve's independence at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global reading the ripples, what drives volatility and why it matters for investors at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global market signals matter more than noise, Rand rises amid global policy shifts and investor confidence at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global inflation targeting, what it could mean for the Rand and more at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global navigating currency risk, strategic solutions for South African businesses at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global currency expert shares 5 top pressures on the Rand in 2025. Share on your socials.